Welcome to the podcast. Fuck you. What is the latest news with Pomplamoose? Does anybody know?
I think they are back and they're doing a lot of covers of songs new and old.
We don't know what that is.
I'm not a Pomplamoose expert.
We're going to play a very special theme song this week brought to you by Pomplamoose. Hit it!
You were just for kissing. I never thought of you more. Didn't know what I was missing. Now I do forevermore.
That was actually not Pomplamoose, Eric.
No one told me to load it up. I'm sorry.
All right.
Didn't we do that?
We told you at least
in the pre-show.
25 seconds before we went live, we told you.
These guys don't know.
I was watching SummerSlam.
We told you
that we just don't broadcast or record or anything. Well, it's just for us and Kevin.
That was all fucked
welcome.
Up.
Well, sorry for that poor start.
Welcome.
This is podcast 317, 317. 317-8305 the '80s. We're here. Thank you for our podcast, everybody.
Thank you. Good job.
Thank you. Alanis Morissette, the '90s.
Yeah, she
Jagged Little
she
Pill.
She didn't have clothes on that video. Remember that?
That was not on Jagged Little Pill. That
I don't
was
remember.
Other album after that.
And I'll never forget it because I was watching TRL and they debuted that video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I want to say it was like Snoop Dogg.
Thank you.
How do you remember all this?
Because I remember because, like, okay, so she's not wearing clothes
to him.
And
it was really
Snoop Dogg. I think it was Snoop Dogg. Maybe he goes, yeah, she has the big old tip. She got those big olds. And then they cut and played the video. And everybody in 13 think that was hilarious.
I don't know. You're obsessed with naked Alanis Morissette. That's weird. I don't remember any of that.
Let's talk about TRL memories. I remember when Kid Rock introduced the TLC video and they cut him off. He was going, all three of these girls are hot. I'd bang each and every one of them. Yeah, that's right. Left eye. And they just cut it. And they went to, Beautiful or whatever their song was. You're Beautiful. I don't know.
The You're song beautiful. Was Unpretty, Rocco.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're not beautiful then.
Woohoo.
Who's in Unpretty?
You was have, that? Hold on, a TLC saying Unpretty to
oh,
answer your question.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Garrett, you have an X on the center of your glasses.
Yeah.
Just like Charles Manson puts an X in between his, it's in the exact spot.
It is.
Didn't he have a swastika?
He had a swastika.
He had a swastika
but
later,
it started
yeah.
with an X.
Oh,
he
X, did. He crossed himself off from humanity.
Wait a minute, I didn't realize this. So
he
had
X'd himself out of society.
And then he just said, no, no, no. That's too boring. I'm making the swastika now.
He got weird in prison, yeah.
To be
well, he got
the
weird.
Real story.
He got weirder in prison.
You know what? Honestly, he was a pretty normal guy.
He got
prison,
weirder.
Prison messed yeah. him up.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he joined up with them Aryans.
I heard.
Got all Swazi.
He got protected by the Aryans.
So they turn that X. They add four more posts to that X. That's
they
bad
turn
stuff.
That
I thought
X
he
upside
had that
down.
Pre-jail.
I just have.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Though.
No.
I didn't
you.
That.
But I'm also a fan
you're
of
X-Men.
You're
with Alanis Morissette, but you know nothing about Charles Manson. You're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. You heard it here.
Well,
Garrett,
I want,
Garrett, how long have you been putting an X on your sunglasses?
I don't know. How long
since
have I been wearing those fake
since
the Vegas trip?
The,
yeah.
The Vegas trip we filmed, the Ghost.
You have Charles Manson on your belt buckle,
Recon?
Too.
What was that
yeah.
video?
You're obsessed with the
Rainbow
Manson.
Six.
Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six videos. The terrorists
hey,
alive and around
he's a funny
in
guy.
Las Vegas. Garrett did that for the first time. Outside a store in Las Vegas.
That was where the fake glasses were created,
they were
I guess.
There, yeah.
I tend to just make stuff up and go with it for as long as I can.
It's been a while.
Who's Krista? Well, I know who they
Your
are.
Your glasses literally say Krista and Woody.
Yeah.
What? Why?
did you steal those?
What glasses.
No.
This is Glasses Talk
if
on the Mega 64 podcast.
You
hope you're enjoying it.
To their bachelorette party, which I didn't even
wait,
go
wait,
to.
Wait.
So a great way to start the story.
I went to the wedding. I didn't
you
get glasses.
You get these by going to a thing
if
I didn't
you
go
went
to
the bachelorette party, But I didn't.
I only got dinner.
But
when
I'm so cool that I got them anyways.
What is a bachelorette party?
That means they go to Vegas and like one night is like guys' night, girls' night. They do their own thing, and then the next night they all come together and these do all.
So you can still go to the strip club without your future wife.
But yeah, sure.
Okay, then yes, we're you could do that. Good.
No, you can't. That's why I'm asking.
Oh yeah, because you got to come home.
You can't do that stuff.
I don't know.
That stuff didn't happen, right?
I wasn't even there. I don't know.
But they should go to Thunder Down Under and get dongs wiggled.
They should do that.
That should be fair.
Speaking of dongs wiggled, I want to say thanks to our podcast sponsors.
Yeah.
LootCrate.com/Mega64. If you go to LootCrate.com/Mega64, you will get a great deal on a mystery box sent to your house every single month. You don't know what's in it. You're probably scared what's in it.
Is this a new one?
What could the theme be? Is it
they changed the box?
Do it's we not new?
No.
but that's what the box looks like.
But if you order by next month, we got a heads up. Next month, it is going to be the Jiggle Dongs collection.
It's like a strip down, teasing.
They do
thing?
A mashup. It's Thunder Down Under mixed with One Piece.
Whoa!
And they,
Tony Choppa.
They jiggle their One Piece. You know.
It's the that. They're hunting for the treasure on the Grand Line.
Yep. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. LootCrate.com/Mega64. Check them out.
And then also check out SumoLounge.com for the best chairs ever sold. If you go to Thunder Down Under, you're going to have Comfort Down Under beneath your seat.
Because it's all sumos in that show.
Big guys.
They actually have stopped. Hot. They have actually stopped bringing out men, and they don't whip dicks out anymore. They put a sumo on the stage.
They whipped them out, did they?
Oh, they would. They would
whip them out.
That's how they end the show.
He knows.
Damn.
That's how they end the show. Is
the
released.
Dicks at Thunder Down Under are so long you can literally crack them like a whip. Like
yeah, like a someone could come out with like an Indiana Jones hat. And just swinging it.
Yeah. Like you hold an apple.
Yeah. Jones theme.
You go there, and if you're the bride to be, you hold an apple in your teeth out to the side and whoosh, dun, like, whip dun, it right dun, out.
It's Australian. Dun, it's all Australian music, dun, and at dun, the dun, end, dun. The twist of the show is, oh, that's not a didgeridoo.
Yeah. There, and to leave, real quick, save that thought, Sean.
I'm saving it.
To leave the building, there's like a trench in the ground with a beam above it, and the dude. Whips his dick onto it, and then he grabs you, and you have to swing across.
He takes you to the other side.
Yeah, with the dick whip. Swing.
That's cool.
So, yeah, check out SumoLounge.com for all your chair needs. If you need to sit down immediately, effective March 31st, get one today.
All right, Sean.
Well, this is an exciting story, but Ginny has gone to Thunder Down Under for a bachelorette party.
Did she do the apple trick?
Not that I know, but she said that go there's to a the part other side of the show where you have to go on, like, people, they select three people to go on stage and fake an orgasm, and whoever wins.
Oh, wow, that sounds fun.
And whoever has the best one, I guess, gets some prize, or I don't fucking know. But some girl, the last girl, is like, oh, I'm a virgin, and she was booed off the stage.
Ha, 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 ha! Oh, wow.
Damn. So all you virgins out there.
You know what?
Sorry.
God was clapping.
That's right.
From his stage.
Yeah. He was like, hey, good on you, sister.
When that girl dies and goes to heaven, she'll go to the Thunder Down Under in heaven and relive it.
But she'll go to love up above.
But she waited until marriage? Love up above.
All right, yeah, love up above. Let's just end it there.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's a theme, so Loot Crate that shit.
Hey, if you get a chance, go to shop.mega64.com to get some Mega64 merch. Support the show. Support us continuing. And we have now on sale the Mega Mansion shirt that is now available. However, much of it is sold out.
Small and mediums. And if you ordered a medium in the last couple days, get ready for an email coming your way saying we don't got no more. No.
We also put a little note on our Twitter that was like, hey, we're almost out of our soundtrack that we printed a few years ago, and we don't know if it's coming back. So, you know, order one if you ever wanted to get one. And so I posted that thinking, oh, cool, we'll get, you know, about 10 more orders and then call it a day. And we blew past any amount that we had of that soundtrack,
by
suddenly nostalgia kicked in, and we got so many orders.
And I just looked at this. I mean,
ridiculous.
I've refunded so many people today. So, hey, check your account. You got more money in there now.
We had so many soundtrack orders, and then Kevin and I went upstairs. Oh, I'm curious how many things Sean's going to have to send out. We look. How many? That's a stack of four soundtracks. There's more. Where's
the
box?
I told him we were low.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought low was like, yeah, only 100 left. No, it was four. Maybe not literally four, but close. Anyway, so I hope, anyway, you guys can get that. The soundtrack with the book included is one of my favorite pieces of merchandise we've ever released.
Oh, well, it sold out.
I hope you had
now.
A chance to get it. I've gotten so many emails that were like, oh, come on, bring it back.
They had
you had 4 or 5 years? You had 4 years.
In 4 years.
You had 4 years. That's like $10. That's like Obama leaving the White House and saying, but I didn't get to send the Oval Office.
Well,
please.
Except Obama had 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we gave him another four because he's
unfortunately.
Being, wait. Yeah, unfortunately. Listen, Obama, aka Satan.
Yeah.
You and Ben
change?
Affleck sit in your fucking throne and piss on each other's mouth.
On it, not it.
That's the leader of our country we're talking about.
Anyway,
yeah, not my country.
All right,
America is not my country. And
we all know Rocco's a Mitt Romney fan. Well, he's like personal friends.
You guys had an experience.
Yeah, we hung out.
Rocco and Mitt's wife had
hung out
extramarital
with Mitt's
affair.
Wife and Mitt's and Mitt's like lover. Her,
he had a harem. Mitt had, like, multiple?
No, she had her lover.
Oh, that's...
Her lover.
Well, you said Mitt's lover.
I did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
Rocco knows him
the
best.
Point is
Rocco's
an idiot.
I think when you edit this podcast, this part should be omitted.
It's only for the live audience.
Alright.
Anyway.
That was exciting, though, when you did hang out with him. When you got to share that moment.
I was really excited.
Yeah.
Was Mitt's bitch there? The dog?
It was tied to the top of the
roof rack.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember? He
that
got in
that from
trouble.
The get-go was like...
He tied the dog to the fucking
you
roof
could,
and went across
I,
the
I
country.
Remember... I just remember hearing that and being like, you could tell me whatever, but that's weird.
It's a bad dude. Bad dude ties the fucking dog to the roof for a cross-country trip.
Imagine how he treats bad animals.
He drove from New York to Florida, right?
I don't know.
He could
no,
drive
that's
the block. That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, you shouldn't tie a dog to a car.
Anyways.
Anyway. Okay, so anyway. Shop.megacityboard.com and get what's there. We have a couple announcements we want to make. Let's just get them out of the way first and foremost. We got a lot of questions about this, so we thought we would address it. Yes, we are coming. We are confirmed. We're on the way. We're coming to PAX Prime in Seattle at the end of this month.
I call it PAX.
We just call it PAX.
Because I'm cool.
But we are coming to PAX in Seattle this month. Labor Day weekend? I guess it's Labor Day weekend.
Isn't that 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's one of my favorite cities to visit.
It is. It's my favorite city that we go to.
You like it, too? The
my favorite
city
one.
Target, too, huh?
Yeah, that's the reason why. Number one reason.
Number one reason for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to be going to the show. We have... That was a light?
You threw a bottle at our light.
It's right. Fine.
Decaf for Sean next week.
Point is, Rocco's an idiot.
The point is, Rocco's an idiot.
Krista and Woody. Anyway, so anyway, we are at,
you could only get those by going to
a
thing.
I attended and I got prescription glasses.
You have fucking dumb glasses that say nothing on the side. Mine say Krista and Woody in a date.
Yeah.
These are prescription.
I walk outside in embarrassment that my glasses don't have, my sister's name on them.
And improve your vision.
Yeah. Hey, Deshaun says that your glasses are better than mine, so I guess Brock is an idiot.
I'm proud of my glasses.
I'm not.
Sean made a lot more enemies
proud
than he realizes
of my
right now.
Glasses. That's why I wear them.
Yeah. I made zero enemies.
I'd say the room is 100%.
Can I leave and go get some glasses?
Yeah. Please leave.
There's
and
a box
glasses.
Of,
yeah.
of headgear
but
in the open.
Just know they're not going to be better than my Krista Woody glasses.
Just
I also
know.
Have glasses that say groomsmen on them, but I don't wear those. It's a special occasion. Special occasion.
You only wear them when you're
a
about to go to.
No, groomsmen.
How many times has that happened for you?
Four.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess that justifies a purchase of a pair of groomsmen glasses, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be at PAX at the end of the month, and Am I waiting for Derek to make this?
No, I think he just went to go get his glasses.
He drove away. He's gone. He's going to sell and buy some.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to be there at the end of the month. We will have a panel there that is happening on Sunday, Sunday of PAX at 12:30. I think in the Sasquatch Theater.
Yeah.
So come check it out.
The Sasquatch Theater is easy to remember.
Why?
Because I'm a big Bigfoot connoisseur.
Okay.
Or Skunk Ape. He's known by many terms.
And we will have a booth there. I don't know what our booth number is, but we're on the top floor like we were last year.
Which I liked better than I thought I would. I like the top floor. I like the attic.
I would rather be on the top floor than shoved behind a Marvel booth on the main floor.
They say that Bigfoot lives in the hills of Seattle, in the woods that surround the city.
No, they don't.
Yeah. There's a lot of sightings. People go squatching in the areas.
Okay.
Bellevue and stuff. It's real green. Yeah. So, that's why I like it.
Anyway, so we'll be there the full weekend, and all of us will be there. Everybody will be there. Everyone in this room.
Everyone's true.
Kevin.
Kevin's first Even PAX Kevin. Of any kind.
Kevin's
first
never been
PAX
to PAX.
Ever.
Yeah.
Wait. He's first PAX.
How the fuck is that possible?
I'm going to show you the PAX ropes.
Yeah, we'll show you around.
Where to score, PAX all the scores.
The
best,
you're going to love it.
We'll show you where the orgy is.
Kevin, you'll like Seattle.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, do you want to go to the PAX orgy? They got Mario Kart.
You
got to
bring a GameCube controller.
Where are you going? But they have enough men, so I don't know.
Sorry, Sean, I burped.
I'm used to it.
One time at PAX, I believe it was the first PAX East. I've told this story before.
Yeah.
We walked into the Star Trek orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin.
I wasn't there.
Was it an actual legit orgy?
It was turning into one. Legit orgy in the sense of what you imagine when you think of legit orgy? No. Bunch of stinky people trying to have sex with each other? Yes.
Man, I don't know anything about this.
Didn't they serve, like, mouthwash or something?
They had... Isn't there no, something? The alcohol was so cheap, it may as well have just been mouthwash.
Oh, okay. I just remember everyone calling it mouthwash.
A big kind of underground thing that happens at a lot of conventions, and I know in particular anime conventions and stuff, is like kind of like free-thinking sexual hookups.
What?
Orgies and like swinging clubs in hotel rooms. There's a lot of hooking up goes on. There's a whole circuit I've heard.
Are we calling it hooking up or free-thinking sex hookups?
I like that better. That was a little more descriptive. That was a little more descriptive.
So we're all going to be doing free-thinking sex hookups.
So I'm on the hunt.
I'm
looking out for something that's Eva-themed.
We're going to be sounding our penises.
I want to get into that.
If you see anybody wearing Krista and Woody glasses, go ahead and get your sounding kit ready.
Insert the needle at will.
I don't get it.
You never had a sounding?
No, I will never forget. I missed a podcast and you talked about sounding, but didn't explain what it was.
Yeah.
So I thought it was.
Oh, yeah!
So I Googled it and searched it and just.
People are going to do that right now.
Scream.
Yeah, I was there and Sean paused the podcast. Hey, I heard this thing called sounding, and Sean immediately just paused it, Google image. No! No! That was great. But anyway. So we're going to be doing that at PAX. But I want to let everybody know it's in regards to our booth. We have a big booth there. It's going to be great. We're going to have all our new merchandise, including shirts that we still haven't had online. A whole bunch of new stuff. Sean's icon shirt will be there. My bio shirt thing will be there. Everything will be there. However, we, in tradition of this year, are going to have a PAX exclusive poster.
Boom.
Oh,
a print, an 11x17 print that you could only get at PAX in Seattle that weekend.
Wow.
And without further ado, bam, here it is. The PAX exclusive poster.
Look at that shit.
You'll only be able to get that at our booth.
What?
At the Seattle
Convention
Center.
That's a powerful poster.
That is powerful.
That poster features artwork by Mariel Cartwright, our good friend Kinuko, who did Skullgirls. She was lead animator on Skullgirls, but you know that she's done a lot of stuff for us in the past as well. But that poster is only at PAX. So come to our booth and get one of those.
She really nailed that style.
Yeah, she nailed that style.
It's that style, but you can tell that it's us in the same time, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Every
Skullgirl.
Every form, yeah.
She did Skullgirls and won the 2014 Biggest Chili Head Chili Eaters Cook-Off Competition.
True.
She holds the record.
She's got a lot of credits.
Most chili eaten in one sitting in the county of Los Angeles.
Right? Skullgirls Encore, Cut Out of Funny People.
Yeah.
There you have it.
So, anyway, there are... Every form of transformation is on there. Every character from our recent video is on there. So I'm really excited. I think that poster turned out awesome.
Super awesome.
Is she Bulma? I mean, Bulma's in there.
There's no reason for that.
That's just because we want Bulma.
Who's
in there?
To say that
Bulma's in there because Bulma's hot? Who doesn't want Bulma around?
Sex sells, Garrett.
It's true. I think my favorite part of the poster.
There you go. In addition to that, we are going to be. This is kind of segue into. We're going to talk game days. Game days are an event that we have at Disneyland every November. November 1st and 2nd is going to it's going to be great. But a lot of people are asking, is there going to be a game day shirt? Is there going to be an official shirt to wear at the event this week or when it happens, November 1st and 2nd? And to answer that, yes, there will be an official shirt. Boom. It's going to be on sale sometime very soon in the near future, but it will be available for sale. And it's not just a game day centric shirt. Anybody could wear this shirt, but it's also the one, hey, if you everybody wants to wear one shirt at game days, wear this one. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Anyway, it's going to be on sale for the first time at PAX, and it's called the 1986 shirt. And here it is. Bam. There it is, the official shirt. It's just a shirt that anybody could wear, but it's also the official game day shirt. So... it'll be on sale first at PAX.
Can we do like a, you know, Improv Everywhere? They meet up and they do those like kind of wacky internet.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, dude.
What if we do everyone buy that shirt and then at Disneyland we do like a wacky Captain EO, like, you know, we all move.
We're not going to do that. Anyways, right. Buy the shirt. It'll be available. 1986 shirt.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity to call it the 1980-64 shirt.
Oh, well, 1980-64 is too many numbers.
Oh.
Fucking too many numbers.
I didn't think...
That's like way into the future.
1980-64, 100.
Right.
Million.
No, you're right.
That's so far into the future that my brain can't calculate it. Think about that.
You should watch Cosmos.
Hey.
Okay. You'll get better at it.
Everybody email us and tell Eric to shut up.
Yeah, just go ahead and send that email.
To Derek.
Send it to podcast@megasixtyfour.com and we'll forward it.
just forward all...
Yeah, so anyway... So
send it to ericbaddude@yahoo.com.
No! Aw, damn it!
So come visit us at PAX and get that stuff. And then some of that will be online later, too. Anyway, moving on from that stuff. I want to say just real quick, some people have noticed... I've gotten a few comments, messages about some mysterious things appearing on our Twitter account. What? I just want to address that here.
Are we hacked?
I don't know what that was, but I would say maybe tomorrow we'll have our answer. What is it? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
If you're watching this live, you may want to stick around tomorrow. If you're watching this on Tuesday, you already know what it was.
Whoa.
So
that's like you're watching in the future.
I would say your sense of time is going to be a very important thing over the next couple of days. So what time period are you in?
The future or the present?
Better focus. I don't know what that was. No comment. Anyway, all right. So anyway, we talked about all that stuff. Has anybody played any video games lately? Because I have not played shit.
I kind of have, but yeah, we've been busy working on stuff, so not lately.
We've been working on a kind of a bigger thing lately.
Last weekend was the last time I played something. Well, I guess technically on Wednesday
I did
a stream. I played PT, the playable teaser that... Everyone knows by now Kojima and Guillermo del Toro and...
What's the name again?
Guillermo del Toro.
It's Spanish for William. One more time.
Guillermo. How do you say it?
That's it.
Guillermo.
Yeah, you got it.
Guillermo?
Guillermo.
It's not Guillermo.
Yeah, hey, it's not Guillermo. It's not
not, dear.
Hey, in all honesty,
fuck you. I don't think I've ever Barat Samus.
I don't think I've ever heard it pronounced out loud.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. No, because I know Guillermo is a word. Like, I know people named Guillermo at work.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but I've never seen... I've only heard it out loud with the guys I know at work, but I always saw that written out on his films. I really like his films.
It's tricky.
Yeah, that was above and beyond my capabilities.
Well, Gamera del Toro and Hideo Kojima.
And Norman Reedus.
Is that good?
I love Gamera del Toro.
Well, here's the thing. I only had time to kind of start it. I haven't finished it yet.
So what I didn't even know, and I had to be brought back up to speed... I told the other guys the other day, hey, they announced a new... There's a new Silent Hill game that Kojima and Guillermo del Toro are working on together, and it's a big new thing for the franchise. Okay, cool. I didn't even know. I had to, like, get my news in reverse. Everyone's like, did you check out PT? PT, it's playable... What, a playable teaser?
Yeah.
And it's a horror game.
Yeah, I know. It didn't...
And what I didn't know was that the plan... And now this is really cool, retroactively thinking about it. Is that Kojima put up a playable teaser, and it's full of scary shit and complicated puzzles, and only upon completing those puzzles does it tell you at the end...
What it is.
It's, oh my god, this whole time I've been playing a new Silent Hill. Holy shit.
It's
That's
a trailer,
the surprise of it.
Teaser for Silent Hill, yeah.
The fucking video game news sites had that... on the front page when I woke up that day. When I woke up that day, it was, new Silent Hill, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh. So I had no clue that it was supposed to be, like, I was supposed to discover that.
It was worse than that, man. I watched the press conference from Cologne, Germany. Did I say that right?
I think so.
But...
You did.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I was at work watching that, and then before I could get home to start downloading it, all the news and all of Twitter was saying... Oh, PT is Silent Hills. It's the new game by Hideo Kojima and Del Toro.
Yeah.
And the guy from Walking Dead's in it. Guillermo Del Toro, that is. It was kind of... It was still awesome to play through. And I'm going to finish it, but
it
now it's like...
Ruin it.
I think, I think I really... I know the news sites want to have a scoop on
it. They want a story.
But man, it would have been cool if those news sites were just like, hey guys, big... thing at the end of this teaser, click to find out what it is.
I have a solution.
As opposed to just...
Yeah, we would have gone on it that way anyway.
I have a solution. Kojima said in interviews he wanted this to maybe like take a week before people would figure this out.
Discover that ending.
You know, discover what's going on. I think if you want to do that in the future, you have it open-ended for a week or however long you want, and then you send a patch to update to give the ending to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that could work, but it can certainly
or
do better
something
than this.
That, I don't know.
Because if they pushed a patch to that game that actually updated it so you could access the true ending or whatever, and then that revealed,
people
hey...
would do it, yeah.
Yeah, then maybe through the news sites, people would be like, what the fuck is this? And go play it again. Or
something I thought
playing.
Was cool, and I don't know if Derek and Sean knew about this, but they didn't want anyone guessing it was a Kojima thing. But Kojima has, at this point, developed his own engine, Fox Engine, where things all look like... If you look at any of the teasers of the Phantom
what
Pain...
What does the engine say?
If you look at... any of the teasers for the Phantom Pain, it all has that look to it. It all, you could tell when you see the Fox
engine.
It looks amazing. And Kojima specifically didn't want anyone guessing that this PT thing was a Kojima project. He purposely dumbed the graphics down so that no one would guess that. Like, everyone's saying, like, this game looks pretty good. And he's like... And, there's like clipping here and there's this, and he intentionally did all that. The Fox Engine is that powerful that he actually toned it down so people wouldn't know
that's
it was on that level of a game. He wanted people to think, oh, it's some indie game or like some kind of whatever, you know?
What was the name of the studio? 1 6
7 8 8 something.
Yeah. It's four numbers something.
Yeah.
Man, I really like how Kojima does that.
I just...
With the Phantom Pain
smart.
And everything. I really... Like, that was... It's like a cool... No one is doing things that way.
Exactly.
It's really fun.
It seems like he's the only one in the industry that's doing this shit for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or creativity, as opposed to... you know, there's a lot of AAA games that I like, but I'm not going to deny that a lot of them are made out of necessity for... We got to have a blockbuster this Christmas. Oh, we got to... You know what I mean? I feel like he's the only one that's like, creatively, I want to do... Like, I love Nintendo. Don't get me wrong. But even then, I still feel like sometimes... They put out a Super Mario Brothers because there isn't one, and they need to by Christmas.
Well, they're a weird company.
And they're still fun, don't get me wrong, that's great, but Kojima really is in it for the love of the game. You know, he's really, you know, that's, and I think it shows.
Yeah.
And stuff. But anyway.
Well, I haven't played any games.
Not even,
I know.
I haven't played any of them.
No, I've been playing, We Party You some more. So, there you go. Hey.
Haven't you beat that yet?
It's not like you
Isn't the party
beat.
Over?
It's a part, no, it's like a party.
Who do you play with? The kids?
Yeah. Well, it is till quest. So the party's like 8 p.m. till quest.
You guys have a party? You don't like know pizza and stuff when you play?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Strippers?
Yeah, we have soda pop.
I bet it'd be fun to be one of your kids.
Yeah, they have the best time.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
Maybe, probably, hopefully. I try. Anyways, it's cool. Did I tell you guys that you can, of this game, you can either say, play with the TV, or just play with just the gamepad, or you can, like, there's so many different...
Yeah, combinations.
You have a move type game, you want to sit on the couch, you want to just play on the gamepad and have the TV be something else, you can do all of that. It's cool. Hmm. Anyways, that's it.
Yeah, so, anyway, there's that. You play, what did you play?
Seriously, though, what does the engine say? Phantom, phantom, phantom pain. It's a work in progress.
We're getting the bugs out.
We're out, child.
This side of the room. It's getting around.
I have been playing Steam Little Ditty. That's what I call games, little ditties. Called Luftrausers. I've been playing Luftrausers on Steam. I took the plunge. I paid the money to get the game. Not worth it.
Sounds German.
Oh.
Luftrauser.
Luftrausers is a fun game. And originally, it was free-to-play Flash game. That was on, like, Albino Black Sheep or something like that. I played this game years ago, and I really loved it. But having the full version now that I paid for, I feel like I'm not getting that much more than I was already getting from the free Flash game. Mm. There are more, like... Luftrausers, if you don't know, it's a 2D platformer game where you do, like, airplane dogfights. So you have a plane, and it's like a shmup. Like a side-scrolling shoot-em-up.
Okay.
And as you level up, you can unlock different weapons for your plane. Like, you can go from a single-file machine gun burst to, like, a shotgun spread or all different kinds of stuff.
Like
kinds
one of these
engines.
One of these, like, S-Wave type wave.
They don't have an S-Wave, but yeah, just... Right. That's the thing, though. They only have, like, five different
upgrades
for
your
weapons. They have five different, like, body types and engines. And it's a fun game. It's the type of game that you can pick up and play for 10 minutes... You know, or pick up and play for an hour. You know, there's no story, there's no cutscenes.
Contra, kind of.
Yeah. But at the same time, having played the Flash game, I do feel like it's not that... It's not as beefy as I would have hoped for a full version that you had to pay for. So, that's my review of Luftrausers. I am enjoying it, but if you're on the fence, maybe stay on the fence for a little bit.
Eric's been playing a game.
I've been playing so many games. I've been playing Expendabros, which is the Broforce Expendables... like one-off
thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, get that game. That's free on Steam. That's fun as hell. And I've also been playing Wolfenstein The New Order. I've been playing all those on PC. How about that? But I use a controller. That Razer controller is perfect because then I don't have to use my fingers. I can just use my thumbs.
Hey, let's see that this week.
What?
Expendable.
Yeah, sure. Is it we out? Also got...
Yeah, it just came out.
Oh, hey, I saw... speaking of movies...
Oh, yeah.
I had a chance to see Guardians of the Galaxy this week. I know a lot of people thank you. That's a cool motorcycle right there.
That was cool. Did you see how cool it was?
It was pretty... The guy on it was cooler.
Very cool. Hey, I had a chance to see Guardians of the Galaxy. I know a lot of people have already seen it, and the reviews are very good, and I just want to give my review.
Uh-oh. Do you have theme music for that?
You can play Is This Racist if you want, because I'm about to be really fucking racist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Fuck white people. Anyways. I really like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not the greatest movie ever made, but... I had a lot of fun, and I was telling these guys, it reminded me of when I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, back in 2003, long-ass time ago, my expectations were very low, and they were tremendously exceeded. That's how I felt about Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a fun movie, and the unsung hero of the movie, the breakthrough performance, Batista.
Yeah, what the hell?
I love
Batista. How was Batista that good in that movie?
Batista was really good. I read on IMDb, I don't know if this is true, but in the trivia on IMDb, it said when Dave Batista found out he was cast in a Marvel movie, he was overcome with such emotion and joy that he broke down and started crying, and immediately signed up for acting classes because he wanted to, like,
to be good.
He was just, like, so honored to be a part of it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I think.
He fucking killed it.
He was really
good.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
He was really good in it.
I didn't think any of the performances in the movie were bad. I had such a good time at that movie. I'll watch. I would go see another movie where they go do Space Pirate Bounty Hunter Adventures.
Now, here's the thing.
I like them being space pirates all over. It's fun.
I really like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not dying for a sequel. If that's the only one that ever came out in the history of movies,
yeah,
fine by me. I feel like you can only go downhill from here. That's how
maybe
I feel.
Maybe there's going to be a... Maybe they'll find out who the raccoon's dad is in the next one or something.
Who is the raccoon's dad?
Who is he?
The father. They're going to find out the villain... Oh, he's not really dead. Shit. What? Another Infinity Stone. Now it's two of them. Crazy.
Crazy.
We gotta get that Thanos guy. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 coming out next summer.
I think they already confirmed, like, the day that's coming out.
Ooh,
I think it's, like, 2017 or something like that.
Yeah,
well, they confirm at the end of the movie.
Marvel, like, actually released the release dates of, like, 12 movies.
Yeah, they
did. The actual specific date they're coming
out.
They
planned that.
Whoa.
What is that move? Is that just to get one over on everyone else?
What do you mean? What's that? The whole basis of superhero movies is making you wait for the next one.
Yeah.
All they're doing is making you wait for the next one.
The first one is the commercial for the next one.
That's why Guardians of the Galaxy is so good, because nobody was waiting for it.
Nope. You're right.
True. True that. Yeah, I went into it like you did, and I loved it too.
I still.
Yeah, cool. Sean refuses to see it.
I have zero interest. And everyone
it's
I know.
So fun,
I had zero
everyone
interest
I know
in
said
it
it's fun. You'll like it.
I didn't talk to you about this. I thought the villain Ronan reminded me of somebody you would cosplay as.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Honestly, I was just watching the movie, being like, "I bet Garrett thinks this villain is so badass."
Yeah,
I thought he was badass.
I thought all his like matte black armor and like holy dressings.
And I
love
the
really
way
cool
he held himself. He was always just kinked to the side the whole time.
Yeah,
just in every scene.
I heard some flack about that being the villain, like, oh, very generic. But I don't know. Like, I didn't know anything about him from the comic books.
I didn't either. I went
in all honesty. The only character in that movie that I know from being a Marvel fan is Thanos. Whatever.
Guillermo del Thanos.
And actually, that's one of the few that I know about too. And yeah. I like Thanos. And I was always a fan of villains who were like gods. You know what I mean? Like Thanos and like Apocalypse and X-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I wasn't big on comics, but I always wanted to see that.
Apocalypse is one of my favorite villains. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's Josh Brolin.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, my point though
I
have no knowledge of what Gamora, Star-Lord, Rocket
Raccoon.
Yeah,
me neither. I didn't know anything about that.
You know, any of the characters, I was totally blind going in, and that just amazed me how I was all of a sudden interested. Like, God, I might pick up a comic of this.
With the Thanos thing, someone showed me a screenshot of him before I had seen any movie that had him in it or anything, and I thought that screenshot looked awful. It's really weird. He's just this CGI guy in a blue chair, and I just thought, this is like some Delgo shit. Like, this does not look good. But then when he was in motion in the movie, it was good.
Yeah. You can tell the real face was really funny.
But as I'm watching it, I'm like, yeah, but you know what? If I screen cap this at any moment, it wouldn't look that good.
It wouldn't.
It really needs to be seen in motion. Anyway, it's just interesting.
I felt that way about seeing the raccoon and the big tree man at the same time. Like, when they're hanging out, I don't think at any point do you see them and like they stick out like sore thumbs, like, oh, this is like CG.
No, it was done well.
I thought they looked good. I love that raccoon.
He's cute ass raccoon.
Yeah.
His name is Rocket.
And he's great.
Yeah, that.
Show some respect.
Not sell me on
this. It's cute though, Sean.
You won't give a shit. Don't bother.
It's not like.
That's okay.
It's
Sean,
not like
you're not allowed to see it.
It's really the most opposite of like a Jar Jar Binks character. It's not what you're thinking.
All right. Maybe.
Nope, you're not allowed.
Don't go.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Oh, he can't go?
I'm with everybody else now.
I was going to take you next week.
I wanted Sean to see something that he would enjoy. I have changed my tune.
Sean's not allowed.
He's not allowed.
Cool.
Good. You dig the soundtrack,
Ignorance
too,
is bliss.
No, yes.
You would have loved...
And that is why Sean is the happiest person I know.
I'm so happy.
Rocco, Sean would have loved the soundtrack, but he can't... He's
I don't even know.
It.
I won't even know about
hey,
it.
Hey, let me say...
He's taking the route of Cypher.
I thought the soundtrack of that movie was really awesome.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did not really appreciate how it factors into the main story.
I agree. Oh, really? I said I loved how it became, the whole soundtrack was like its own character of them.
That is cool, but I don't want to give away too much, but I feel like too much of the story hinged on music in that guy's pocket.
I agree with you.
That's all I want to say for people who haven't seen the movie. But I really like the music. But yeah, all right, cool movie. Check it out. Unless you're Sean.
Unless you're Sean.
Today.
But I'm really happy. I'm super duper happy, so that's okay.
I just wanted to say real quick, I saw Bad Grandpa came out a while back, and they just recently released, they call it Bad Grandpa 0.5, which is a horrible title. And they used to release, like, Jackass 2 came out, and they released Jackass 2.5, and it's kind of
which
like...
Which is always, like, that was another movie.
Yeah, yeah. And, but how they do it, it's usually kind of documentary style. Like, hey, this is what we tried to do with this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. With completely different footage you never have seen before, but they kind of talk through it instead of just skit, you know? So anyway, this was a little different, like... Jackass 2.5, 3.5, what? They stand alone kind of as their own movies.
Yeah.
I think Jackass 3.5 is way better than 3.
I agree. Because they're not doing the 3 each.
Yeah. But Bad Grandpa 0.5 should have just been included with the movie because it does not stand alone in any way. It's a documentary on every little nuance of making Bad Grandpa.
That kid seems like he's a little shit to have to be around.
No,
the kid was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard in interviews how he would run up and like punch people in the nuts.
Yeah. Well, they told him to do that.
I know, but if I was on that set, I wouldn't.
It's a Jackass set.
Everybody at Jackass does that.
Yeah, that's I guess why I'd never.
Yeah, just get him back, man.
Just get him back. He's a.
I recommend if anybody, you know, is a fan, if anybody is a fan of that kind of humor or even, you know, being in a Mega 64, I encourage you to check it out. It's on Netflix. Netflix streaming. You can watch it right now. Bad Grandpa is not on Netflix, but Bad Grandpa 0.5 is.
Oh, yeah.
But if you watch it, it is all about how they hide the cameras, how they hide the microphones, how they get people's permission, how they maybe try to convince someone who didn't want to be in it, bits that didn't work. How they got something to work that didn't work previously. You know, there's a segment in the movie where he's got it's a rubber doll, but they have his wife's dead body.
Yeah.
And he wants, their whole point was to try to get a delivery man, they call him.
Yeah.
And to get him to carry the dead body out into the backyard so they could bury it or put it in the car.
Yeah.
That's what it was, put it in the car. And it's really interesting because they show you, like, we couldn't get anyone to do it when we did it the first time. We spent a whole day, delivery guy, thank you for showing up. Anyway, come in here. And then they would bring them into the room, and there's candles everywhere around this dead body. Unfortunately, she passed away. We're just going to move her into the trunk. No one needs to know about it. No, I'm not going to do it. And they would leave, and what they said, they couldn't get anyone to do it, and what worked is Johnny Knoxville was like, you know, I'm bringing a negative energy to this. You know, I'm putting an aura of death over this. I need to be Mr. Positive. And so they did another day of it. They scheduled another day to shoot that bit, and they had movers, hey, guys, come on, we're going to move some stuff here. Hey, you don't mind helping an old man bring that? Yeah, sure. Hey, she's just, going to be honest, she passed away, but we're going to take care of it. Just help me move her into the trunk. And, you know, and because he's positive, they're like, well, you know, whatever. Hey. And then they help him put it in the trunk. Thanks. What we did was probably crime, but, you know, I want to say thank you. I don't know the legality, but thank you. And even though he's positive, they're laughing, but then they're, like, looking at each other like
what the fuck?
You know.
That
but
part's
he's like,
in the movie.
But, again, like, they talk about it in the documentary. It's, like, it really would hinge on the energy you would bring to it, whether or not, you know. So it's really interesting in that way. I thought it was really, really fascinating in that way. There were also a lot of scenes that were filmed before the wife died.
Oh, really?
The movie opens with the wife is dead.
Spike Jones was originally in a lot of it,
he's a different character.
Oh.
His wife was played by... Do you know the actress Catherine Keener?
No.
You'd know her if you saw her. She was in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Like,
okay. Is she in old makeup?
She's in old makeup in Bad Grandpa,
yeah.
And she is not funny. I think that's why it was cut. She's a really good actress, and they all really like her. They're like, yeah, she's really good at improv. But man, every scene she's in, she doesn't know that's her. She doesn't kind of know.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
But, you know, it's like, hey, she could be the greatest actress in the world, but when you're in the room with the Jackass guys, how good are you? You know what I mean? Like, even me, like, I can improvise, but in that room, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, check that out. If you're interested in that at all, it was really good. I thought that was really, really cool. Anyway, that's all
I loved Bad Grandpa. I thought that was...
Yeah, I had a really good time.
I thought that kid was super fucking ballsy.
Yeah.
But I thought the person who had the biggest nuts in that movie wasn't Johnny Knoxville or that kid. It was the kid's abusive dad in that... fucking bar.
Yeah. Full of bikers. That was un-fucking comfortable.
That was like, what do you even get shot, dude?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, check that out if you get a chance. That was really, really cool.
Big nuts. That's all for movies and video games. Have you guys, maybe you're aware, breaking music industry news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, new music video out by the world's biggest musician. Eric, do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Phil Thomas Capp.
Oh!
What?
PTK himself.
Another Phil Thomas Capp?
Phil Thomas Capp.
Original?
He released a new video. Is it titled The Kiss?
Oh, wow.
He was made for kissing. Made for
he
kissing.
Was asking for submissions from the community a while back. Film yourself blowing a kiss to the camera. Send it in. He'll use it in the video. The video finally came out. Were we in it? Yes.
No.
In a way.
What?
How does only one of us
though. I am not happy to announce it, but Sean is in the video.
Oh, Sean! Thank you,
but they didn't use my footage.
Thank you.
And I want to say, so many people commented, "Where's Rocco?" on that video.
Yeah?
I don't know why. I guess they just were... I guess so many fans were disappointed. Were disappointed to see a Chatfield without a Bodie. That they commented and said, "Where's Rocco? Where's Rocco?" Phil Thomas Capp released an official statement.
It doesn't sound like he's happy.
He said, "Regrettably, Rocco's footage went corrupt and I couldn't use it."
That sounds like an
excuse. I would like to say,
and then, like, and then he followed it up by saying it was corrupt because it featured Rocco.
Uh huh.
Then he just ended it.
Yeah.
Corrupted. It doesn't sound like you're happy for Sean, though.
Yeah, he's not.
He's totally not.
This was meant to be a fandom
thing. I'm happy.
Good point, because I never thought about that. He's not fucking happy for Sean.
No. Well, hey, I'll be real. No. This was meant to be a tandem thing. We did it together.
All we've talked about this week is that Sean's in the video and he's not.
Did you blow a kiss into a camera? I didn't even know about this.
I filmed a video of me doing it, but I never sent it in because I thought, like, A, he's not going to use it, and...
Admittedly,
these guys are into Phil Thomas Capp more than I am.
Okay.
So I thought,
PTK,
I don't want to, you know, just jump
you're
on
more
the
of a Mark Gormley kind of guy like me.
Yeah, well, I'm Pomplamoose. If Pomplamoose ever...
That's true.
Right. Or Brittany Louise Taylor, if they ever wanted to film a kiss. Anyway, so Sean was in the video.
But my favorite part...
Ooh, Brittany Louise Taylor.
Anyway.
You.
I like how I put the glasses on, then take them off. And then kiss. He kept the whole thing
in. He kept the whole thing. It was supposed to just start there.
But it doesn't matter.
Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm really happy.
I'm really happy.
Oh, everybody go check out the video just for kissing. Sean's in it.
Thank you.
Rocco might be in it.
Now it's...
Well, in the comments.
So those negative comments asking where Rocco is. This reply, glad Sean's
here. Glad Sean's here.
Hashtag glad Sean's here.
But are you really? When you type that, think about it. Are you really?
It's like when
hey, man. Honestly, it's the same thing as when Johnny Depp drove his friend to the auditions for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Same thing.
Then what happened?
The friend was there to audition, but they cast Johnny Depp.
You're Johnny Depp,
I'm
and
Johnny
he's
Depp.
The
no,
friend.
But here's the thing. But what happened to Johnny Depp? Exactly. He's caught in this vicious cycle, the same fucking pirate movie, and he's unhappy. So
Johnny Depp became...
he's very happy.
He lives in Paris.
A mega celebrity and a heartthrob, you already are.
Yeah.
I already am that.
How did...
You're a heartthrob?
Yeah.
How did Johnny Depp's last movie, what was it, Digital Man, go?
The Johnny Mnemonic? Was that called?
Digital Man? What was it called?
It was called...
what movie?
The one where he went to Transcendence.
Oh, yeah. How did that do?
Great.
That looked like a...
Yeah, it did great.
Point is...
What was his friend's last
point
movie?
Is, Rocco's an idiot.
Sean's in the video.
Yeah.
Rocco's jealous. I don't know why. You should be happy for your friend.
Yeah, you should be happy.
You're not.
I would
being,
be happy for him.
You know what? Rocco won an award once for being the most Christ-like person in the world.
Yeah,
he's not acting
like
that.
I remember
right
him
now.
Getting that award.
He's not.
And
acting
you know what?
Like
I was happy for him when he got it.
Yeah. Well, he should give you the award.
Well, hey, if Christ died on the cross and then all these churches started putting up the second cross next to him that was like bigger and fancier, he'd be like, "Wait, I did the work here.
You know,
I was the one who got it. You wouldn't even know about
Christ
PCK.
Would probably be jealous and pissed."
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him.
He is an award-winning author for his article in, what was it, Game Informer? I mean, we were happy for him when that happened.
I was so happy
pro.
For him.
And he can't...
But it's okay.
Jeez.
That's okay.
It was his moment. Now
Rocco
it's your
also
moment.
Wasn't in the most recent panel that we uploaded, the RTX panel.
That's true.
He's been cut from several prominent, high-profile, very entertaining videos.
I'm going to give a spoiler to people. That's first of many. Get
Whoa.
Ready for it. Again, I'm very happy.
Special guest Sean Chatfield.
I guess look forward to Krista and Woody cast.
Do you guys
want to
switch seats?
Yeah, they'll be here.
Anyways, so fuck all that shit.
Oh, anyway, music stuff. So that, we'll never bring that up again. We'll move on. hey, so I don't know if you heard about this. This is super weird. So Nicki Minaj put out a new single.
Oh, I'm single, a big connoisseur of hers.
Garrett's her biggest fan.
Kelly Minaj.
She put out a new single called Anaconda. And what a lot of artists do is sometimes the music video isn't out yet or it's not ready yet. So as soon as the single comes out, they'll put up a lyric video that just kind of has, you know, maybe it'll be animated, maybe it'll be, you know, whatever, with the lyrics on the screen.
Those are official sometimes? I always thought it was a fan-made.
No, a lot of, that's really been adopted by a lot of the record
Wow.
Industry. Yeah. Because they get, people just want to, all they want to do is go to YouTube and hear the single immediately.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
So they put them up and they'll get like 6 million
views.
And
it takes no time and money to do that.
Yeah.
So they put up one today or whenever for her new single. And it's just kind of crazy animation. Like, it's like photos of her face and like animated lyrics. It's all about her butt or whatever.
Is
and
it? Her
it samples. It samples mix a lot.
My anaconda don't.
Yeah.
Not
exactly. Right. So samples all that. Duh, 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 duh. And then the last portion of it, the lyrics are going duh, down a movie theater screen. Duh, duh, if you got a big ass in the club, you know, whatever. They're going down the movie theater screen, and it zooms out, and it's the fucking Mystery Science Theater silhouettes in the corner.
What?
And it's like Mike. It's like it's. But it's not. It's just silhouettes.
Yeah.
But it's the silhouettes of Tom Servo and
they
and
just borrowed
Bo,
that
and them, and it's a silhouette of her like in the theater too. And all the Mystery Science Theater guys have been writing all day today on Twitter, we don't know anything about this. We didn't sign off on it. We don't know anything about
this.
Are
they mad, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. And so that was Mike Nelson talking about it. Another guy, Bill Corbett, who was Crow,
yeah,
was posting, we're doing, you know, every now and then they have riff tracks in a movie theater.
Yeah.
They said, our next one is the movie Anaconda.
Oh,
and
weird.
I don't know if they just did a Google search and that came up.
Whoa.
Or if he's like, I really don't know. But now Riff Tracks and has been advertising on all their pages.
Oh, seen on
the new single from Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. The new Riff Tracks movie, Anaconda. Coincidence? Yes. And then advertised that. So I thought that was really
That's
funny.
Great.
But no one knows what's going on with that. So anyway, I don't if there's any news on that.
If they're using it for the promo, they're not mad.
No.
Oh, no. I mean, I'd be, you know, I'd be confused, but I wouldn't be, you know, whatever.
Maybe Nicki Minaj is
and
a big fan of
that. Their little thing is going to get, like, you know, 100
whoa,
million
whoa,
views.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Little thing?
Compared to Nicki Minaj, who's mega big?
Well,
mega big?
If you want
to Wow, you're about to say mega bitch.
No, I was not.
I mean,
I would never say that, but I missed
Sean doesn't, he doesn't
I
say
flubbed
that
my
for
words.
A woman's word.
I caught you.
Wow, flub. Was that a flubber reference? Making fun of fucking, the body's barely cold.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I want to let everybody know, I just recently found out Robin Williams had demons.
What? So. He did?
Crazy, I know.
What do you mean?
Alright, I'll link you to about 35 articles after the podcast.
Try 135.
But I just found that out.
Okay.
So.
What a lot of people kept asking what we thought about the Robin Williams situation. And it is really sad, but the thing you got to realize is, now it's a week later, he had demons.
He did.
So just check out, any various websites, and they'll tell you he had demons.
It's very sad.
Did they link to a suicide hotline? I've seen a lot of them.
I think
to
we
that.
Should just memorialize the tragedy with the saddest, most pensive pictures of Robin Williams we can find. If you just post those all
so
over
we
the
can
place.
Get some views.
Eric, do you have any pensive Williams pictures?
Yeah. Not on me.
I don't want to see a single photograph of him smiling or looking happy.
Nothing from more.
Despite
Indy,
his entire career being comedy and positive and
I'm
whatever, I just want to see him crying.
Well, you know, it's because he had demons.
He had. It's like you're not even accepting it.
I will link you to a Daily Current article later.
Thank
all
you.
About
okay, thank you. Does it run ads on the side?
I'll find a special one for
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you.
My favorite headline out of Robin Williams passing away actually was very, very sad.
That really bummed me out.
That really bummed me out. But my favorite headline out of the whole situation was Mrs. Doubtfire 2 likely canceled.
Oh my god.
Like, what dumb fuck posted that in the middle of that? Like, I don't even have a joke for that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the internet was kind of gross that day and, like, the next day. Like, that night, I get a lot of people, like, kind of in their own way of mourning, post their favorite things.
That's
like,
a lot of people's
this
favorite
is huge shocker,
yeah,
I'm huge,
yeah, yeah.
I'm upset, like, pictures and whatnot. Yeah. And I think that's a way for everyone to acknowledge, like, oh, I'm not the only one that's like, wow, this is really shocking. Like, everyone's with me. It's kind of like a mourning process, you know? But then for the last fucking week, I can't look at anything on Facebook or Twitter that's not more and more articles linking
point,
to how Robin Williams was depressed.
At like, this point, I don't...
Yes.
Well, really. No, but you don't he had demons, man. Like, you don't fucking get it.
Yeah, it's the initial shock is going to make everybody post crazy stuff within 24 hours. But a week later,
not
I really
even
don't
crazy stuff. Just their emotion, opinions, and like, oh, this is a bummer.
But a week later, I don't care what your thoughts are on should he have done it like he did it. I don't know. Patch Adams 2 is likely canceled. I don't know.
Flubber 2 still coming out.
My favorite is also too the people who uploaded the clip from Louis C.K. Robin Williams death foreshadowing. It's a scene of him at a graveyard, and I think that's crazy because I don't know how they knew he would die someday. Like, that, I don't know what Nostradamus fucking
that?
Guy is at work here. But anyway, I want everybody to look up. There's an episode. We have a couple Mega 64 videos that have my kind of rest in peace thing at the end. I want you to pull those out if I ever die.
And then we'll know.
If you ever die.
And then you'll know.
If only dies.
In the event it happens. I want you to know. I knew.
Hey, I just want to confirm right now, Rocco Bodie does have demons.
I have demons.
I've seen them.
I hope the mic picked that up, but I don't think it did.
That
was the deepest voice.
That was a demon.
That was
one of the demons.
That was one of the demons.
I told you I had him.
Is he
going to
get Tony, though? Whoa.
So that's
how was the Paul McCartney concert?
The Paul McCartney concert was amazing.
Yeah,
we
had a good ass time.
Good.
I arrived late. Yeah. I arrived about a half hour late to Paul McCartney. I had to piss so bad by the time I got to Dodger Stadium. when I parked my car, I was already upset because I was late, and I felt like really bummed out because I was missing Paul McCartney, and I wanted to run to get to my seat, but I couldn't because I
had to pee.
I seriously thought if I run, I'm going to pee my pants, and then I'm really not going to enjoy this concert. So I'm, like, hobbling to get up there, and I'm going through security where they're patting everybody down. I know, like, you don't have to pat me down. I just really have to pee. I got nothing to be inspected unless you want to inspect my bladder.
Right.
So I asked the guy, I was like, where's the closest bathroom? And I think he thought I was trying to sneak into the concert because his answer was, I need to see your ticket, which he was not checking anybody else's tickets. So I showed him, and he's like, okay, bathroom's right around there. So as I was running up to the stadium, I hear 8 Days a Week is playing.
Oh.
And it's funny because all the security in the parking lot, they're like singing along to 8 Days a Week. And there's one dude being like, this song's pretty good. I never know to play a song like this. And just like the fattest security guards being like, you've never heard of the Beatles? Like, ready to slap him. That was kind of funny. Then as I'm in Dodger Stadium taking the most relieving piss of my entire life.
Hell yeah.
What's that? So All My Lovin' comes on. He starts playing All My Lovin', and that's a really surreal moment because everybody in the bathroom started singing along.
Yeah. That's
All My Lovin'.
Oh, I can't.
So I was like peeing, and like in all the other stalls, I pee in a stall because you know I don't want to risk. I'm a celebrity. You get a sight of that.
You don't have dick sight.
Next thing I know, TMZ's knocking on my door. So I pee in a stall.
They're
going to
say your dick has demons.
Exactly. So outside the stall, I'm just hearing, like, trickles of water and All My Love, all these people singing along. And I was like, this is a musical bathroom.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
The power of the Beatles, man.
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys this. I got out of the bathroom. 55,000 people were there. Yeah. I felt completely lost. I suddenly, like, had a panic attack. Like, just a wave of anxiety.
Well, that was the biggest concert I've ever or likely will ever attend.
By far the biggest.
Right?
That
I mean,
people?
It was... Yeah. I mean, you'll probably never see a concert that big.
No.
It was... Yeah, so I
felt completely lost. I didn't know where my seats were. I didn't know where you guys were. I just saw an ocean of people, and I felt, like, really alone. I was, like, by myself, and in that moment, I was just like,
dick demons.
Why did I drive up here by myself? Like, I could have been with my friends the whole time, and now I just feel fucking alone. and I don't even want to be here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was really sad. But then I was like, but you know what? It's Paul McCartney. You have to. You just have to like tough it out.
Right.
Yeah. So I literally is like, the ticket said 9 something. I found the number 9. It's like, I'm just gonna walk into this crowd. Maybe I'll get lucky. And then I saw Rocco's head. Of all things, no, I saw this haircut.
I got a big ass fucking
head.
Yeah,
and I was like, hello? And then I saw you guys. I waved. I got to sit down right when you started playing Let Me Roll It. And it was I had arrived. I felt so good.
If you heard 8 Days. That was his first song. So you heard the whole concert.
That was the first song?
That was the first song. First song.
Oh, okay. Exactly. I thought I had missed a couple songs.
No, that was nice.
Now, let me say, speaking of that, great show, first of all. He did 2 encores.
Yeah.
Three-plus-hour show.
Yeah, it was a long show.
Damn. I will say, in past shows, I have seen him. He opened with Magical Mystery Tour. I like that as an opening better than what we got. We got 8 Days a Week. That's not a bad song. It's a good song. But I like, for an intro, I like Magical Mystery Tour better. However, he ended this show better than any show I'd ever seen. Because he ended it with the whole last act of the Abbey Road medley.
Yeah.
I'm talking
Golden Slumbers. Golden Slumbers. The whole stretch from there on out.
Cool.
Hey. That was like, this was worth the price of admission.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was awesome. That was awesome.
We're going in San Diego.
Yes, we're seeing
San
Diego.
Go again. So, I'm excited.
Maybe you'll get a different opening. You'll get.
I think it's probably going to be the same set.
Yeah.
Pretty similar. He has a couple little variables.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Largely, you know, we'll see. But I want to let everybody know, one change we are going to make for the set list in San Diego. Obviously, Paul McCartney maybe wasn't feeling good that night in Los Angeles. So let's keep the hashtag going, Temporary Secretary, and tweet at Paul McCartney, play Temporary Secretary at the San Diego show.
Gotta have it in our
hometown. Get it going. We're gonna hear it live. It's a matter of time.
It's a fitting song for Kevin's hometown, your hometown.
Right.
San Diego,
it's
California.
Fitting.
Temporary Secretary. Let's do this.
Who's going to the San Diego show? Us.
Show
you're
hands.
Not going to this one.
I'm not going to this one, I don't think.
Are you bummed about that, or are you...
I am a little bummed.
Now that you've seen it?
Yeah, but I saw it. It was great.
Yeah.
It was the best concert I've ever been to.
Oh, can I say, though, I want to talk about the person at the concert that I did not like.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Paul
McCartney,
guitar player.
Oh.
This guy is such a fucking showboater.
Oh, is
when
he
he's on stage...
He's a good guitar. I think he's a good guitarist.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due.
Awesome guitarist.
Awesome guitarist. He shreds the guitar. I don't give a fuck.
He's peacocking.
He does, like, the one-foot kick while he, like, jumps across the stage on one foot. He does all these, like, schmoozy faces when he plays. Like, ooh.
He's too cool.
And it's like, hey, I don't know if you realize, but that's Paul McCartney you're playing next to. So
stand still.
Hey, memo to the cameraman. Just point the cameras at Paul McCartney. We don't need to see anybody else in that band. They're a good band. They're really talented.
They're a tight band.
But
they're really good.
You have a Beatle on stage. I just want to see the Beatle. I don't care. The guitarist was the guy who played music on Livin' La Vida Loca. Ricky Martin's hit song.
Ricky Martin's band.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I think being a Beatles a little bit more impressive. Let's keep the cameras on Paul McCartney.
But they all play together really well. I love their drummer. Drummer is a big Buddha looking dude that's just
cool.
Beating the skins, and he's great.
Buddha.
However, I think the best example of how a band member should be in the presence of Paul McCartney, their keyboardist. Yeah. He's a great keyboardist, but man, he is. Every time Paul McCartney points at him, he is like, oh, yeah. He is kissing Paul's ass the whole show. Here's a great guitar. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, can I carry your books
out? He literally was doing the We're Not Worthy thing during the show. And most of the time, I would think, that's douche. Come on. But this is the one situation. Hey, he is a Beatle. Yeah. Act like that. Yeah, that's fine.
No, that's how everybody in the band should be like a Paul McCartney group.
Yeah. Derek was saying that everyone could be like wear black, like a set.
Yeah, the rest of the band should be in all black, standing in out of the light, like playing. Put them in the pit section.
Yeah, put them in the orchestra.
I don't need to see them whatsoever.
Just Paul up there on that piano,
just
that
Paul. Because there were moments when I was. We're kind of far away, so I have to watch the screens.
Yeah.
I can see the people on stage, but I really see what's going on the screens.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, what? Wonder what Paul's doing right now.
Does he go from like piano to bass?
Oh, every song he's bouncing.
He has like 10 guitars.
Ten guitars, 2 pianos.
Nice.
And
he's really living it up.
He knows he can play kind of good too.
He's learned it.
No, he played like 40 songs almost.
Oh, yeah,
just
man.
Straight.
But that's what's
music.
Really cool about what I love about the old Beatles songs is they're so like 2 minutes, whatever, yeah. that he can play 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just on to another thing.
Awesome.
He plays.
Like
I just saw a face, and then he's on to the next song. Yeah, he's on to yeah. the next song. You know, so that was really cool.
My mom asked me like, "Was the show good?" Yeah, and she's like, "Was Ringo there?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, why don't they ever play together? And she couldn't wrap her brain around that. Just kept coming back to you. So there are two Beatles, but they just don't play together? Why? There you go. That's my mother.
There you have it. It does, although I will say something you said after the show, and it is true. It's a great show. I highly recommend anybody goes. But it does, it's almost bittersweet because it's such a great show. But you do leave with the thought of,
I wish the
I wish I could just see all the Beatles.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it really
that,
is like.
And that
oh,
gets back
man.
To the band. And I understand they're having fun and that's their job. But at the same time, they're playing Beatles songs. And the whole time I'm thinking like, it would be so great to hear, you know, if only the dead Beatles were not dead.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They were there.
Yeah.
I said later, when we went to go see Black Sabbath, it was kind of a different story. Because 3/4 of the band was there.
They were there, yeah.
So even when Ozzy Osbourne isn't singing, it's Tony Iommi playing the guitar
yeah.
parts.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, you could be the best guitarist in the world, but it's still different when you were the one who wrote it.
Yeah.
And when you're the guy, you know, that's your creation. You're not playing a cover. You're playing your art.
Yeah, right. But I felt that way. When we saw Sabbath, I felt like the drummer was really good, but he wasn't Bill Ward, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I just want to see Bill Ward, like, fucking jam.
Yeah.
To be fair,
though,
original sound.
The drums are the one instrument where you can get away with, all right, just get a new guy on there. Just keep the beat.
He was good. He was really good.
I feel the same way, like, all the times that I've gone and seen, like, Danzig.
Yeah.
And he's played, like, a couple Misfits songs, but not with any of the other band
yeah,
members. Even though I get it, but it's always like, ah. And it's funny you're wearing that Maiden shirt, because that was the best experience for me seeing a band that's the entire lineup
hell yeah.
perform
so all, there.
All of their fucking songs.
And there's never, when
that
we saw Iron
was
Maiden,
awesome.
There was never a moment of, like, imagine what we could have seen.
Yeah,
like,
it was,
know,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
top tier.
Oh, yeah.
We're fucking seeing it. This
yeah.
is the show.
Yeah. yeah.
That being said, even though you do feel that way after seeing Paul McCartney, it is Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Who is the heart of that band. So, like, you it's not like you're getting slighted in the least, you
yes.
know. But it is, you know, just
I'm super excited for that because I wasn't going to the Dodgers one, but then when you
yeah.
said they're doing San Diego, I was like, ah, fuck. When you told me how good it was,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, give me a ticket for that.
Yeah.
And I should be thinking forward to this Friday. We're going to Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting
I should start getting more excited for that
yeah.
because that's
where
something
are you
see
original Soundgarden lineup.
Up in Irvine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit of a drive.
Cool.
Are they going to play There Is No You, There Is Only Me? There,
that's
hey,
not the name of the song,
hey,
but
there is no fucking you. There is only
there, they might. I imagine a lot off the new album.
Are they gonna play? They're gonna play the whole Social Network soundtrack.
I saw Ringo at Humphreys by the Bay. Liked it a little bit more.
Ooh.
So Paul, step up.
Step it up. Was it smoother? Was it jazzier?
Yeah.
I imagine Ringo's set would be a little more down.
It was a lot more subdued.
Yeah.
There was a,
Ringo
it,
doesn't
it was,
give a shit.
It was a lot sleepier. There was
yeah.
definitely like a. Older, boozed up on wine
hey there.
Crowd.
Paul Ringo's
yeah.
Yeah.
It was yeah, it was a venue that could seat like 200.
Peace and love, thank you for having me at Humphreys by the Bay.
Ginny was talking to a girl about going to see the Beatles, or Paul McCartney, and she's like, yeah, I just don't like the Beatles at all.
Oof.
And then she's like, and Ginny's like, do you know like any of her songs? She's like, I don't think so. I know they had that one song, Hey Hey, We're the Monkees.
What the
what
fuck?
What the fuck?
Jenny's friend
ew.
Is an idiot.
They say
your wife's got
not
some
the
idiot
Beatles
friend.
In that.
That,
so
the Beatles had a good sense of humor.
That reminds me of whatever the fucking book was that when you worked at Chili's, Sam dies at the end.
Hey. Oh yeah, my brother Sam is dead.
My brother Sam is dead. Hey, oh hey, I like your book. Hey, by the way, Sam dies. Or my brother. Whatever you said.
No,
hey,
yeah,
Sam dies.
Sam dies.
Wow, thanks a lot. You fucking spoiled it. I just remember thinking, like, I want to go in there and beat that person up.
You read the title. What do you want from me?
Anyway, well, we're just about at the end of tonight's show. I wanted to say real quick, I want to give a shout out to our friend Frankie sent in to the P.O. Box this Vinylmation I posted a lot of videos on my personal
Can
channel.
I have that?
No.
Oh, wait. How many
Derek,
did you send?
If you're you had that, I'd be happy for you. I'd be happy that you had that.
I know. And how often do I take things from the P.O. box? Never.
Never. Oh, I think that should. I think we should vote on it.
Well, let me just say, Frankie sent this in.
That's nice.
There's a video where I open like 8 of these, and none of them are this dude in the well.
That's the last one you needed,
Carlos.
Right?
And yes, it was. And he sent it in. Thank you so much for that, Frankie. I really appreciate. Got that, Carlos.
Sure.
Thank you. If you want to send anything to our P.O. box, our address is Mega 64, P.O. Box 713090, Santee, California 92072. So send stuff in.
Send Derek a vinyl
nation. I got this. It was sent to me from Sean M., and it is Charger sunglasses.
Whoa!
Can
Derek wear the Kristen Woody ones?
No, only I can wear those.
Oh, you're going to hog.
Oh, because you went to the event.
I went to the event.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, these Charger ones I will now wear.
That's nice of Chris.
It's okay. I'm Sean. Selfless. Sean, I am. I'm like Buddha.
Well, he gave out
care.
The P.O. box number. Someone should send Derek some kind of vinyl toy or something.
Send me a cross or a little Buddha or something to do with
God.
God, religion, devil is not welcome. If you send me a devil, I will throw him away.
I'm going to send you a Blu-ray of Heaven is for Real.
Thank you.
Tight.
Oh, and then, is this another thing? Yeah, it's another thing we got from the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Now, this is for me?
For Rocco.
What are the chances?
Another thing for me.
What is it?
A gift from Matthew Saviardo. It says, even funnier than the original. Enjoy. Are you fucking kidding me? Still waiting on you.
They made a fucking
sequel.
They made a sequel to this.
It looks good night. I mean, it is Photoshop.
Good night. Thank you. Send me more stuff. I like it.
Jimmy
it's like
McCarthy.
My birthday.
Also, Ferguson was Clarissa's brother.
That's Photoshop.
And I thought he died. You guys need to be more specific with your tweets.